Brewster Higley didn't think much about the poem he'd written. In fact, he stuffed it in a book and didn't look at it for over a year. But when a different set of eyes read it, they saw the potential for the verses. The rest, they say, is history. And it's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, The Best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. Dr. Brewster Higley homesteaded a quarter section of land northwest of Smith Center, Kansas in 1871. He practiced medicine, but also wrote poetry in his spare time here in a small cabin on the banks of Beaver Creek.
One evening, he just sat here and he wrote a poem called My Western Home, and then just laid it aside in a book.
Eldine Holtus says the poem was laid aside for over a year.
A man named Troop Reese brought a friend in to treat a gunshot wound and was looking at this book, and this fell out, and he read the poem, and he said, "Doc Higley, this thing's plumb good, and it ought to be a song."
He heeded the advice and took his poem to a nearby town to see if others liked it as well.
Took it to Gaylord, where Dan Kelly, who had been a drummer in the Civil War, set it to music. Then the Harlan Brothers Band played it, and then they said, "Well, it needs a refrain." And so when the refrain was added, My Western Home became Home on the Range. Never copyrighted, and he and or nor his family ever has made a nickel off of the song.
The cabin where the song came to life is still a spot to be seen. In fact, a major event will occur yet this year, and we'll discuss that next time. As we travel the countryside near Smith Center, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.